Just to recap what happened last week, to summarize, basically the last two halakas, the first two halakas, that is, in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, dealt with finding a discrepancy in an order. You ordered a certain amount and you got too few or too many, or you made up a price and you got too much money. The future Seifim are going to be talking about Mum, and hopefully we'll get to Mamoyver, and other types of problems in the Mekach. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Gimel. HaMoichel L'Chavera Karka Oy Eved Oy Behema Oy Sham Metaltalin. Covers all the bases, whether it's Karka, Eved, or Behema, anything under the sun. V'nimtza B'Mekach Mum, and you find in the Mekach a Mum Shelo Yoda B'Yolokeach, that the Lokeach, it was unknown to the Lokeach prior to the purchase. Magzira, he has a right to give it back. Afilo Lacha Kamashonim, even after many years. Shazem Mekach Toysu, because this is considered a Mekach Tois. If someone buys something and he finds a defect, a Mum, which the Mechaber later on is going to qualify, what's considered a Mum, how bad does it have to be. But if he finds this Mum, Afilu Lacha Kamashonim, even if he finds it, he first notices this Mum much later, many years after the purchase, it's considered a Mekach Tois. The Achronim have a Machloikis. I try to follow that Shita. I believe it's the correct one. It's the Halacha. That this Halacha of Afilu Lacha Kamashonim is only in terms of how long you have to find the Mum, like we discussed last time as well. You have as many years as it takes for you to discover this Mum till it shows up, then you could come back to the Mechan Taina Mekach Tois. However, once you do find the Mum, then you have to go back to the Mechan immediately and claim the Mum and claim a Mekach Tois. You can't sit on the item for a long period of time because that will constitute a Mechila. But you do have Kamashonim till you find the Mum. Edik in the Mechaber is laced with the beautiful diyukim. The Edik in the Mechaber, which one of the people raised last week, was Hamechel Chavera. Why is it Chapon Chavera, which some people, the Masham, claim that it implies Lafuke Agoy. There's a Machlekes Achreinim if, when you sell a Chavitz to a Goy and it finds, and there's a Mum, if that's halakhically a Mekach Tois. Pashis, we paskin, it is a Mekach Tois, but there's still halakhic nafkaminis, and that is that if you would sell something to a guy and it'll become a Mekach Tois, then it's loigora, it blives like any other time that you owe a guy money, and if the guy, let's say, would not know about it, let's say there's no Chilal Hashem, then it'll go into the regular gather of Avkos Avosai, and you would not have to notify the guy. Pashup Shad is the reason why the Mechaber Chapton Chaver is because it's the normal case. Normally we try to deal with Yidden in business. It's a mitzvah to try to give a preferential treatment to patronize Yiddish customers, Yiddish stores, and that's probably why the Mechaber took it. But in any case, getting back to our halacha, is that the halacha of Mum applies to every item, and once you do find out about the Mum, you have to go back right away, but you have many years till you find out about the Mum. And the Mechaber says another important ingredient, shelo yada by lakeach, that the lakeach was unaware of the Mum. The reason being is that had he known about the Mum prior to the sale, had he been able to detect the Mum, and he purchased it nonetheless, and obviously he was Meichel and he didn't care about the Mum, and then he cannot claim a Mekach Tois. Now, there's a machloikis, there is a shita sarava magad. He brings down the shita which says that if someone purchases something and it's easily detectable, if he checks it out with a glance, a cursory glance, he'll be able to see that there's a Mum and he doesn't bother, then that's considered a machila. Means it's a vice toys, it's mutal on the lokeach to at least try to discern if there's anything wrong with it, if he could discern it quickly. We do not pass like the Rav HaMagid, the many Achronim, many Chuvis bring Rayas Faket, notably is Aruch HaShulchan brings a Raya from Reish Chav Ches, which is someone we didn't cover yet, which has a case of when you purchase wine and you found out that the wine was spoiled, it didn't have the right shear in it, and the halacha is over there, even though you could have tasted it and find out easily, it's still considered a Mekach Tois. However, if it's something that everybody checks out, it means the shteg is, the minig is that you do check out and you didn't bother to check it out, then we all agree to the Rav HaMagid, at least in that case, that it will be a mechila. Let's try to apply that. I'm not saying that this is the case, but let's say you purchase a used car And the standard procedure is that you bring it to a mechanic to get an opinion before you purchase it, and this person decided to waive that and not do that, and then later on he finds a mum which would have been discernible had he brought it to a mechanic, then that would constitute a mechila. He bought it, I died to dahachi, and he has no right to claim a mekaktois. I'm not saying that is the case, but if we can establish that to be the minig, that everyone does bring it to a mechanic, and it would have been something that the mechanic could have found, that would be a mechila, and he has no right to claim a mekaktois. One more halacha which is important right now is that there's a machloikis. Well, let's start with the Rishitas Ratva. What happens if someone purchases something and the lokeah comes back, he found a defect, there's a mum, he wants to bring it back. And the Meicha said, no. You saw this problem at the time of the sale. It was obvious it had this defect, and I'm sure you saw this problem. And the lokeah says, not true, I never looked, I didn't see the problem. And now there's a akasha, there's a contradiction. We'll take it a step further. The Meicha is certain that the lokeah saw it. He's a vadek. He's a bari that the lokeach saw the problem and therefore should not be able to claim a mekaktois. And the lokeach says, no, on the contrary, I did not see it and therefore I just discovered the mum right now and I would like to claim a mekaktois. What is the halacha? The Ritva says, he has a raya from a Gemara, the Ritva in Ksubi says that in this case, you would be able to claim mekaktois. Even though the meicha l'chayra has the money and he's muchzik, so why doesn't the meicha win? The verse says the following reasoning. He says, "Ein tzavik mitzin midei vaday." When you purchase something, you're not allowed to have a mum in the item. I'm not talking about the halach of the issur shabbai, which is grounded in reish kafkes, but I'm talking about in order for the sale to be binding, it cannot have a mum in there. If it does have a mum, that's already grounds for a mekaktois. So if you come with a mum, an item which has a defect, right away you have a definite grounds for a mekaktois. There's a vaday problem with this sale. The meicha is trying to fix, or at least to keep the sale kayim by claiming that you knew about it all along and you were meichel. You knew that you were getting into such a problem and you were meichel. And the lokeach denies that, so that's a suffix. So we have a suffix whether the lokeach was meichel the mum, but we have a definite mum in front of us. So with the svara of ein suffix meitzim midei vadai, the Ritva paskins that the lokeach could claim a mekaktois and be meitzim the mum from the meichel. Now there's a halacha before, I would like to quote over the Lashon. There's halacha in Reish Chav Beis, Sif Hei, which we don't have in these Shulchan Aruch, but seemingly says the opposite halacha. There's halacha over there that if someone sells something, let me quote the Lashon, HaReish HaTan HaChaveroi, Mashachti V'loi Re'isi Mumzeh, I purchased this item and I didn't know about the mum, V'amecha Oymaloi, Haydat HaVloch, and the seller says, no, I told you about the mum, and I sold you this item with the mum. I told you that there's going to be a scratch here or a dent here. I sold you this microwave with the dent. The halacha is, amitim mechaveri olav haraya, that whoever is muksik wins. And seemingly, normally, the meicha is muksik. He was already paid for it. And therefore, the mechaber passes over there. In such a case, the meicha wins, and the lokeach cannot claim a mekaktois. So lechayit is going to be a steer. Here the Ritva seemingly says the same halacha and says that the lokeach could claim a mekaktois because of the grounds of ein safek mitzvah midei vaday. The Sham Mishpat brings down this Ritva halacha over here, and lechayit mafusha mechaber ten simonim before that says farker. I haven't seen anyone who asked this question, but I would like to suggest the following chiluk, and that is, in the case of Ritva, it was clear that I was selling you a regular item, a stam item, it's governed by the regular halachas of a mechir. I'm selling you something which presumably is not supposed to have a mum, and therefore there's grounds for a mekaktois. The only thing is that if the lokeach saw the mum, so then that was a built-in mechila. He knew, even though that sale was a stam sale, but he obviously was meichel. If he saw the mum and he didn't complain, obviously he was meichel. Now, we're not sure if the lokeach saw it or not, if that's the machloik is between the meichel and the lokeach. So you have a definite mekaktois in front of you, a definite mum in front of you, and you have a suffik if he was meichel or not. So you have a suffik mechila. So ain't suffik meitim midevade, and it's going to be a mekaktois. The case before them, which the Mechaber was talking about, the Mechaber says that the Meicha claims that he notified the Lokeach, and he was selling the Lokeach not a Stam bookcase or a Stam microwave, but he was selling a microwave which has a dent in it. I claim that the whole sale, the basis of the sale, was contracted on the fact that it was a microwave which had a dent in it. That was the item I sold. I didn't sell you a Stam microwave. I sold you a microwave with a dent. There, the reason why it's not a Mekaktois is not because there was grounds for a Mekaktois but a blived a Mechila, but rather the reason why it's not a Mekaktois is because he purchased a microwave, a broken microwave, or it wasn't broken, but a defective microwave. That was the item that he purchased. So now that he comes along and he says, well, no, that wasn't the deal. Now they're having a Mechloikas is what the deal was. The seller says, I sold you one item, a dented microwave, and the lokeach says, no, I purchased a good microwave, and since it's dented, it's a mekach, there's grounds for a mum, grounds for a mekach toys. So there, the halacha is like normally the case is a metin mekavei olav araya. You can't apply the klal in tzavik metin midei vade, because there's no definite grounds for a mekach toys. There's no vade mekach toys in front of us, because maybe the whole deal was contracted on a dented microwave. Mashenkin, our halacha is talking about a case, or Ritva's halacha is talking about a case where you sold a stam microwave, and the only machlekes between the two was, did you notice the dent and it should blive a mechila, or did you not notice the dent and it shouldn't blive a mechila? So then you could apply the klal of Ein Sofek, Meitzim Midei Vadei. I'll take questions if there are any questions. Why don't you believe in the case of the Ritva, you want to know, and let me just get your question. In the case of Ritva, you want to know, why do we say that the Lekeach wins and it's a Mekach Toyes, and the Lekeach is Nemon to say that he did not see the moment he wasn't Michael? Let the Meichel win and say that you were definitely Meichel, because I could have said that I sold you this in the first place, such an item, and in that case I would have been Neman. Excellent question. I don't have a tshuva for that. I'll have to think about it. Excellent question. Any other questions? Okay, let's continue then.
Somebody buys a refurbished item. Is that the Rifot Aloch apply there? Or is that more like the Siman and Reshva phase?
Well, what happened? Tell me exactly what the case was.
A person bought a refurbished item. And let's say the damage was greater than what's accepted. Is that defined then as a Mekach Toyes?
That's a Mum. Whatever the item, right, whatever is expected in a Stam Mechira.
Even though the Etzem, it's a refurbished item. That means there is.
But there's only a certain amount that a person entertains that's going to be in a refurbished item. You buy a used car, you know it's not going to be a brand new car. So you expect whatever you expect, and not working perfectly, make sounds, whatever, but if it conks down and transmission goes the next day, that's a Mekach Toyes. That's something which we're going to see in Yad Hashem and Halacha Vav more about what qualifies exactly what's considered a Mum. Let's continue. If there are any other questions? Okay, let's continue then. The second half of Sif Gimel.
Does it extend past the warranty time? In other words, you buy a used car with a warranty for 90 days. Is that Kamashanim even after the warranty period?
Correct. Unless there's a stipulation that says that you cannot come to me after the warranty.
Isn't that what warranty says?
Sometimes warranty says it the other way. I'll claim that it's my headache for 90 days or 3 years, whatever. It's definitely my headache. It means even if you can't prove that it happened all along, maybe something was in the schadish later on, but since there's a warranty, I'll cover it. It's my responsibility. But if something that you can prove was there all along, then that will be a Mekach Toyes. Now, if you say it's inherent in the warranty, or we write it a nusach that implies that you're moichel and you can't come back with any moment, that we have to say for later on, because there's going to be halachas, could you write up and make a contract that you can't come back to me, and can't be moichel, you know, you can't claim, it means a built-in mechila on any moment. Could I sell you something and say, look, as is, and don't come back to me with any moment, I don't want, like, to, sometimes they have signs in the store, you can't, as is, you only can come back for credit, but I won't give you back money. All these type of tanoim, do they work? Which we're going to see in Yad Hashem later on, see if him. That's basically what he raised, but that's what we're going to see later on, if that even works. It might not even work. Now, the halakha of feel the kam mishonim is because we normally, right, let's say something which is might not be noticed till after kam mishonim, so he has a right to claim a mekach toyes. What happens if something is discernible immediately? But derech hatev, if he used it, he would have found this problem right away. And nevertheless, he comes back to me 2 years later. Now, I already don't even carry that line anymore. Comes back to me, he bought a baby seat, and it doesn't snap in, it doesn't properly catch. Now, I mean, what was the baby doing the last 2 years with his baby seat? All of a sudden, he wakes up, which is a reglaim ledova, that some, you know, it's suspicious that some, that, that this guy is playing your leg. It means he really is pulling your leg. Really, he already noticed it and really was moichalit. He already had it for who knows how long, and he didn't bother to come back to you till now. What's the halakha? Now, you're not a definite. You're the seller. You don't know that he certainly saw it, but you at least could assume that it's a strong possibility. The halakha is, the Radvaz says, in such a case, in similar cases, the lekech is neman to say that he never noticed the mum, and he could still claim nekach tois. However, in order to do so, he has to make a shvua that he never saw it. Now, we don't give shvuas today, but there are klal. But let's say in the realm of a shul or in something in place of a shul, like a cherem or cherem stam, hin tzedek, we have other tools that the Bezdin uses. He would have to do that in order to ascertain or to at least back his taina that he never saw till now and he was never moichel on the mum. Okay, let's continue with the second half of Sif Gimel. Im nishtamish boy, avol. Sorry, one second. V'hu shalei yishtamish b'mekach achra sheyodah b'mam. Provided, this whole halacha, that you have a right to claim a mekach toyes, is v'hu shalei yishtamish b'mekach achra sheyodah b'mam. Provided that you did not use it, which is a halacha we mentioned earlier, we applied this halacha already, that you do not use it after you notice the mum. If I notice the mum and I plan on giving it back, I have no right, no longer do I have the right to use the item. The grounds is that if I planned on giving it back, then it's not mine. I'm going to be oikah the mechira, my friend. I'm going to nullify the mechira. So once I do that, it was now the seller's item. So why am I using the seller's item without permission? I'm a gazan. I'm a shol shloi midas. Al kochok, if I used it, then must be I was meichel and I don't have plans on giving it back. So once you use an item, after you notice the mum, you have no right, no more claim for a mekach tois. And that's what the Mechaber says. Avam nishtamish boi acha shoroa amum, hareze mochal, it blibes a mechila, ve'eno yochal achze, you have no right to give it back. Let's give a simple example. A guy buys a suit, and he noticed it's pulling, unusually it's pulling, or there's a lint, I don't know, or any other, it's tearing, whatever the problems with the suit might be, the stitches is falling apart, which would constitute a mum, let's say, which we're going to see later on, but which would constitute a mum to claim a mekach tois. And the guy says, you know, but I'm still, I need it for tonight's chasana, I'm going, or whatever it is, to today's appointment, I'm going to use it, and then on the way home, I'll go to the store, or tomorrow I'll bring it to the store. The second he continues to use the suit, even though he noticed the mum, that is a mechil, he has no longer a right to claim a mekach tois. Let's give another example, let's make it a little harder. A person... I think I gave this example last time. A person is in the middle of Yom Kippur, and it's Musaf, and he has a Maksa, and he sees a bunch of pages are out of order. A definite claim for a Mekach Tois, the Siddur wasn't printed properly, or this Maksa, and he would like to go back to the seller after Yontif and give back the Maksa. But now he's smack in the middle of Musaf, what should he do? Well, he's stuck, but he has to make a decision. Does he close the Maksa and share someone else's or use the Siddur or whatever? Or does he opt to say, well, since it's kedai for him to be moichel on the $10 at the maxa course, at least I'll have a musav in the nilo, and that's why he continued to use it. He has no right to say, well, I'm in this position, what should I do? So I'll use it on the moichel's cheshbon, and then after yontif still return to the moichel. He doesn't have that right. Once he does, it's considered a mechila. Let me just take questions at the end. Let's take it one step even further. Let's drive the point home. Let's say someone is purchased a used car, and he's driving his first trip. He's driving to New York, and smack in the middle of the night, the car breaks down or is overheating. And let's say he feels that he could still continue and make it to New York, but he's definitely plans on going back to the seller and returning this car. Obviously, this was a lemon. Well, it's the same halacha. He has a decision to make. Does he opt to be moichel the mum and continue using someone else's car, which means if he's moichel, now blibes his car? Or does he say, no, since I'm going to be oichel the mekach to my friend, it's not my car, so I have to stop right there, pull over to the side, and however get to his destination, but he cannot use this car. I'm going to answer this question. I think I have orders not to, but I'm going to answer this question. Especially at the Shacham, we have a special. The halacha is as follows. We have to entertain a person's not going to become a gazan. He's not going to, ain't the mismatz and rashi, we have to assume a person doesn't do things berishes. And if he had the other option of being moichu, which was a simple option, we have to assume he took that avenue rather than using it. Not only that, Rav Moshe says that even if the person claims that I am a rashi and I used it bedafka, that I didn't plan on being moichu and I wanted to be a gazan on it, Rav Moshe says he's not neman, ain't the mismatz and rashi, and we have to assume that he really was moichu and he's making up a story. Now, in the case I just gave about, let's say the guy is on the way, there's going to be, I'm just getting worse and worse, there's going to be a point in time that there's a definite oinus and he has no real breira other than to continue using the item. Let me give you another case. A case happened to a family member. She was in a restaurant, they were out for dinner, and she noticed, actually her husband noticed, pointed out that there's a terrible smell and odor to her blouse. And let's say at that point in time, which it was, that they determined that it was a defect in the item, and even if you would wash it, it would not come out. So now here she is in the middle of a restaurant in a Rishus HaRabim. I mean, you really can't say that she has any choice. To take off her blouse right there is not an alternative. Nevertheless, if it's someone else's item, if she plans on making a Mekach Toyes, then she has no right to continue wearing this blouse. So she's in a pickle. And there too, since she has to avoid becoming a gazan, there too, if she continues to wear the blouse, which is obviously what she did, it will constitute a mechila. There are some who would like to say that in an oinus gomer, it's not the case, although the reason is hard to understand, because if the svara is based on that you want to avoid becoming a gazlan, it's hard to say that in that case, because I'm an oinus, then I'm allowed to become a gazlan. The only way you can try to squeeze out of it, I spoke to Razam Nechemi about this, unless you can assume that's an umdana, that someone else, forget that you were the lokek. Let's say if I were just wearing my friend's blouse and this would happen, or I was stuck in that predicament and my friend would definitely allow me, or everyone in the world will allow me to use that blouse, maybe they have a chiv of mitzvah to allow me to use this blouse, whatever it is, then you could say that's an umdana, not only that I have the permission, and then it would not constitute shoshalei midas. But in absence of that, as long as you could say that it's, you could determine that it's a shoshalei midas, which is a gazlan, we then have to assume that if you continue to use it, you opted for a mechila rather than to become a gazlan. Now, we mentioned the halacha last time, and I would like, here's really the area, here's really the place to discuss it more barikas. We mentioned the halacha that the Machon Ephraim brings down from the Ritva, that this halacha of you mishtamish with something after you notice the mum, that it blives a mechila, that's only if you mishtamish with it stam. But what happens if I notice the mum, and I notify the mechila, please pick up your item or give me a replacement. He doesn't have to really give him a replacement, but please pick up the item, give me back my money, and I'll purchase another one. There the Ritva says that once you medir the mechila that you plan on giving it back, and you plan on being mevato the mechila, then if you continue to use it, the Ritva says it does not constitute a mechila. And the Ritva really was talking about Ono, which we didn't learn yet, but the Machon Ephraim applies this Ritva over here. And it's a problem because, what is the Svar of the Ritva? So what, I notified the Meicha, why would that help me that my Hishtamshah should not be considered a Mechila? Without getting to a Barichas, but it's Mevun the Ritva from other parts of the Ritva, that the Ritva holds that for some reason, once you notify the Meicha that you would like to be Mavat of the Mecca, then even if you continue to use it, you're not a gazlan. For example, the Ritva says that you would have to pay for schiris, which is normally incurred for using it. Let's say in the car case, and you notify the Meicha, and let's say there's a daily rental price for a car. So the Ritva says you could return it, and you only have to pay that daily schiris, whatever is considered the norm for the item. Now, the halacha is clearly that if I steal something and I use it, and even if I do tshuva and I give it back, I do not have to pay the price of schiris. It's halacha mufreshes. If you're a gazlan, then you don't pay for schiris. There's a kinyan gzeil in whatever it is. I don't want to get into it. But basically, that is the halacha. So how come over here do you have to pay for schiris? Another thing the Ritva says is that if it there's a wear and tear because of your use and it goes down in value, you have to pay for that depreciation. Now again, if you'd be a gazlan, you really wouldn't have that halacha. Well, you would have it in a different form, but not that form. Basically, you see from other parts of the Ritva that the Ritva holds that once you notify the Meicha, you're not a gazlan. I don't really have a clear pshat. The only thing that I could think of is that the Ritva holds that maybe it was considered the norm that since there is halacha later on, which we're going to learn in Yetz Hashem, that it's the achrayis of the Meicha, it's the responsibility of the Meicha to come back and pick up the item, You don't have that job. If I purchase something and it's a mekach tois, it's not my responsibility to bring it back to the seller, but rather it's the responsibility of the seller to pick it up from my house. And I notified him to come pick up the item and give me my money back, and he delays in coming back, then we maybe could assume that that delay, inherent in that delay, is the right to continue to using it, because he's holding on to my money. So if he's holding on to my money, he obviously must be giving me the right to continue holding on to and using his chayfetz if he's using my money. It's not klar. I don't have a klar shot in it, but that's just as a suggestion. We're going to get through the halakhas later on, exactly in which cases the moicha has to come back to pick up the item. I'd rather leave it for later, but just to throw this ritva out over here, because it's a halakha that Machaneh Ephraim brings down. Any questions? Oh, wait, 1 second. Someone before he has a question, I think he has the kadima.
If the guy is not going to give it back, they use the machzor or whatever it is, so he automatically lose the right to claim that he should get a reduced price.
Correct. What you're going to see later on in the next halakha about that you never have the right to renegotiate the price. But we're going to have to save it for the next halakha. But yes, once you use the item, it blies the mechila and you have no recourse. You can't go back to the mecha whatsoever.
Come the mechaba here in that voice that once he went, Mushal Ishamash ben Mecca, the mechaba, I don't think the mechaba says in Sifalo. We said it like that, but
how come
the Chabad just waits for it
to say
and doesn't say
anything? Okay, so I mentioned there, and I was Maramis there, it's good that you bring it up now, is that we mentioned that the Bach holds in Sif Aleph that if you use it, it blives a Mechila. But we said that that whole halacha, that by Midu Mishka Minin, if you found it, you didn't get the amount of items you ordered, let's say you purchased 100 and you only got 90, we mentioned over there that the Bach says that if you use that 90, it blives a mechila, but that is geboit on the Shitas Ramban, that really my claim over there is from Mekach Tois, and the Moicha doesn't have to fill the order, he could just bring back the item, so if you continue to use it, there must be a blives a mechila. But if you had, we learned like the Shitas Rashba, like we said, that you automatically prorate the mechira, and the item is going to, the 90 is automatically going to be yours no matter what, you pay 90% of the sale price, so using it will not constitute a mechila, you still have the right to claim you want back 10% of the sale price. And therefore we said this halach of the Bach, whether using it as a mechila or not, is really totally not machlekes vishen and Ramban and Rashba. We also mentioned, and this was what I was referring to, bidyuk, that the mechaba, the other dikum as well, but the mechaba is meduyuk like the Rashba. I think maybe you even brought it up in last year, you had a dik as well, in Sif Aleph, the mechaba holds like the Rashba, and the Rambam as well, and the Rishonim, some Rishonim, Rabbi Yishmael ben Chachman says in the Shitas and Rambam, who holds like the Rashba. So given that, taken from that point, that's why the Mechaba, which is the Rambam, only mentioned Mechila here in Sif Gimel, because in Sif Aleph, using it would not constitute a Mechila.
Being that he has the choice here to move up from the Mechaba to the Gaya, let's say he can't get hold of the Mechaba, can he say to somebody else, let's say two people, or a third person, that I am going to return this, so I'm being move up to the Mechaba now, and then let's say if he decides to use it, if you don't know well like him, it'll be a Goslin. I mean, does he, being that it's not here in the hands of the Mechaba, to decide whether it's a mekhtois or not, it's all like that, so he can be medea him through two other parties. It would have answered the lady's problem in the restaurant. He could have gone to two guys.
Right.
I said, I'm returning,
Right, I understand. Probably not. I should mention that the halacha that you have to notify the mecha right away is obviously if the mecha is not reachable, he's out of town or whatever it is, obviously then the time frame is extended, the time period to go back to him. But to tell somebody else, and that should belie, I mean, we're not sure what the Sfarad HaRitva is, but the Sfarad HaRitva is that since you told him and he delays in picking it up, so then he that inherent is giving you the right to continue to use it. Well, if the Mecha doesn't know about it and you just tell some other person, even if you tell a Bezdin, it's not going to work because you don't see that inherent permission to use the item because the Mecha didn't know. He would love to come pick it up right away.
So let's say he's a Goslin if he uses it. But as the Bitla Mecha, he can say, look, this is not what I bought. And I don't want to. I don't want.
But you wouldn't have a right to use it. You'd be a Gazan. You'd be a Shachal Medas.
But it's not.
Okay. Fine. If you want to learn like that, so that now you're running into a different machlekes v'shoina. Let me just repeat the question. You want to know that if, let's say, you purchase something and you were medea, let's say you made a proper hodol. Let's take it a step, easier step. You were medea the meich already. They want to be mevatel the mekach. Let's say without using the sfaras of the tva, that you have a right to mevatel the mekach, or you gave it maybe a better case that you told somebody else, so the Meicher didn't give you that right, but telling Bezdin or to Eidim will automatically be Mevatel the Mekach. So although you don't have a right to use it, but maybe if you do use it and you're a Gazlin, but that won't constitute a Mechila or not. The Chayy, that should be totally on a Machlekes Rishonim. What happens if I decide to be Mevatel the Mekach and then I change my mind? I told the Meicher I want to be Mevatel the Mekach, and then, let's say, Achei Kedediv or whatever, the next day I say, you know what, I changed my mind and I don't want to be a Mevatel the Mekach. What's the halakha then? Because the Meicher say, you know what, let me have it back, because you already Mevatel the Mekach, you already claimed Mekach Toys, and now it's too late. What's the halakha? That is a Machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say the second you go ahead and you tell the Meicher, I'm Mevatel the Mekach, it's all over, now we're back to square one, it's as if you never purchased it, you're holding my item, I'm holding your money, and now if you want to use it, so you're right, all you are is a Shor Shalom Edaz, you're a Gazan, you had no right to, but it won't constitute a Mechila, because the seal is already history. Other Rishonim say that you have the right to withdraw your Tainis Beto Mekach. If I tell the Meicher I want to be Mevatel the Mekach, and then the next day I change my mind, I have that right, and the Mekach will be Kayim. If you hold like those Rishonim, then again, if we plug in that Ishtamshes blives a Mechila, so even though I notified somebody else, which should be grounds for a Mekach Toys, but if you continue to use it, then obviously you must have changed your mind, because you don't want to be a Gazan, so you must have been Meichel. So now you withdrew the Tainis Beto Mekach, and now it would constitute a Mechila, and you would have no right to go back to the Meichel.
Isn't that kind of the use of our problem? And the person tells and knows you have a right to bring back the defect. So they know if you can see if you're wearing the glass, you see the defect. They don't have to say, stop using it, take it off in the middle of the street and go buy it. But isn't
an
sale and you
don't
have to take off that second?
Ramzan Nechemya Goldberg's Shlita told me a similar svara. He wasn't convinced on the svara, but he suggested such a svara that since you sold the item and it was like sort of the Meicher's wrongdoing, even though let's say he didn't do intentional, but it was his fault which caused the Lokeach to be in such a predicament, and it was his item, and you're legging to that there was only time he could notify it. He said, suggested that maybe then it's considered like an anzahadi, that the Meicher gives the Lokeach a right to continue using it till he gets out of his oinus, till he gets out of his predicament, because he was the one who was the goyim who caused him to be.
That's a way of bringing it back. If you're making a new Meisah Shtam,
just
continue with the car.
No, she was in the restaurant that night, right?
So she's not making a new Meisah Shtam.
Well, she should take it off right there, fold it up, put it in a bag. And she's not returning it till the next day, right?
So instead of carrying the bag, she's carrying it on herself.
Well, it's different.
She's not putting it on.
I want to know if I had, let's say you're not a lokeach. Stam, you have someone, let's say, you found a blouse in a restaurant. So you're a Meisah Aveda, and you know it belongs to Rachel, and you're going to give it back to tomorrow. So you could even carry it in a bag, or you could wear it.
No, he was putting it on. It's a stamp. He's so, wearing it already. She's not making a new Meisah Gzeilah.
But every second that she's wearing it, she's continuing to wear it.
Every Meisah Gzeilah.
Let's say she was wearing the blouse, and while she's wearing it, she discovers that it belongs to Rachel. So now she's a Meisah Aveda. A funny case. But you want to say that you have a right to continue to wearing it?
It's not doing it.
Every second you're wearing it, you could take it off and put it. Well, because it's Sheval, that's not Sheval. Every second you're using the item.
Well, you're not going to take it off.
I don't know. Sorry?
Is that a
Svara
or what?
It's a Svara. We know for sure that you're a Meicher, because why did you use it if it belongs to somebody else?
The seller would understand that I shouldn't take off a blouse in the middle of a restaurant, and he wants me to take it back home. And pack it up.
So if it's Taka the Anant Sadi like that, then you're right. But in absence of that, let's say, better yet, let me say better. So again, a restaurant undress might be an extreme. But let me give you a simple case. What happens if I buy something and I notice a defect and I continue using it and I claim that the reason why I continue using it because I figured I didn't know this halakha. I didn't know that if you use it, it's blives a mechila. I thought it was parchment. I'm allowed to use it. I'm not delaying in returning it. I'm not doing anything wrong. I figured it was normal. I'm an amoritz. I didn't know this halakha. Is that an excuse? And the mefarshim say mefarsh is not an excuse, because since you have a choice of either being a Shor Shalom Edaz, which is a Gazan, or you have a choice of being Meichel, obviously you opted to be Meichel. So if you tell me in the... I'm asking. If you establish...
That if he sells something, not to embarrass.
I'm not establishing it's not a non-sadi. I'm just saying if it's not a non-sadi, if you want to say it is a non-sadi, it's fine. If you could say that it's a non-sadi,
Sa'ada. Somebody sells them.
I mean, it's not so easy to create a non-Sa'adi, but if you need a lay bracha to understand that. But if you understand it to be the case, it's fine. And in a chanami, I'm only talking about a case that you're stuck in a matziv, but you don't have that non-Sa'adi from the moicha, a right to continue to use it. So if you do use it, it applies the mechila. In a chanami, if you have a non-Sa'adi, it's fine. It's fine.
This case shouldn't be an answer either, that the moicha definitely wants somebody to take it off in the restaurant and that's and pack it up and walk home naked. That's what the moicha wants. If it's a svora, it's a machila, then the svora should be that he'd rather
it should be a machila to moicha.
No, he should took some. No,
the natsadi's the other way. He'd rather it should be a machila.
No, he doesn't want it to be.
Sorry?
Why can't you use the shittas of both by the machila flying?
It could be. I'm not fitting myself to any position. It could be. I'm just saying that if you can't establish an ansadi, it's going to blame a mechila. Sorry? Right. Is he a show? Shall I make that? If let's say she's put in front of her with this option, does she choose to become a gazan or does she choose to continue to wear and be a maichal? Those are her choices. What is she opting for?
No choice.
So she has no choice to be maichal. So she has no choice to avoid becoming gazan. No, she has no choice but to be maichal to avoid becoming a gazan.
For a fact that's
the way it is. That what? By an oynis gama?
No, that all maishrim, they have a sakpata that you're going to take it off right
there.
Is that how you do it?
I assume that to be the case, because this is the halacha. You would have to prove the other way. You would have to say the umdin is that the meichel allows you to use it, that you should become not a gazan. That's normally the case. There are certain items, lamashal. Let's say an item, my chavrusa wanted to tell you this. Let's say you have an item which is defective, and it's gone. It's whatever. Let's say there's a tear, there's a run in it. No one's going to be ever wearing this blouse again. And the only reason why the moichin needs this item to be able to go back to his supplier and to show him the item. In that case, if it blives like a ged of zenen of zelaychosa, because the meicher for sure doesn't care if you continue to use it, because he doesn't plan on selling to anyone else. He just needs a proof, and if you continue to wear it, that's going to not diminish his proof. Then, my karusa wanted to suggest, maybe that's like an ansar that you're allowed to use. It doesn't blive shoshal meidas altogether, maybe it's like zenen of zelaychosa, and that won't constitute a mechila. But, you know, every case has to be, you know, done separately, but these are just the kolam. You have to apply the kolam yourself.
Go back to the lady in Borobok who doesn't understand any of the office. She's not going to start any machila, not machila. What are you doing? You're going to go start explaining that. Really, I was wearing it, and I was mindful of it.
I don't know if you have to tell. You don't have to know. I don't know if you. I get this question often. I don't know if you have to tell that you're moicha, but what you have to tell is that I noticed the mum. This was the matzav. I noticed it yesterday. I noticed it. Let's take the extreme. The restaurant. I guess guys don't like it, but I noticed this defect and I continued to use it. Nevertheless, I thought you wouldn't mind. I would like to tanim ekatayis. Please get. And she might say no problem, and that was fine. She might not have to because it's a mechila, but if she doesn't mind accepting it, so then, you know, it's willingly. You told her everything. Right, correct. Correct, which is usually the case, by the way. Sorry?
Give her a present.
Correct. She's good customer service, right. I mean, she wants it to...
You have to say she used it and therefore it's
mechila, yes? I don't know if she has to say the words that she was mechila, but she has to say that she used it after noticing the mum.
What if she objected for different reasons?
So then you're going to go into a mum. Who's right on that?
I'm saying, but then,
so she doesn't want to give it back. She's not interested in doing that customer service. You want to know? Well, if you convince her that this is not common practice and it is a mum, if she understands your position, she might say fine, and she doesn't mind that you use it afterwards. You know, you have to done every case separately.
But
mentioned that that was not going to be required. Was required a Shia that she that I noticed, but you didn't mention music. You mentioned originally when we first entered this this if you mentioned that just knowing about it was already a Shia. You didn't mention it conscious.
Right. Okay, let me clarify that point. There's a lock of, let's say I found the mum on Monday, right? There's a certain time period that I have. I don't have to drop whatever I'm doing and run to the moicha. Let's say it's whatever is considered in the norm. One day, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever on the item. Let's say I have till Wednesday to return the item. If I delay and I wait till next week to return the item, that will constitute a mechila because I delayed in going back to the moicha. But one second. Now there's another halakha. What happens if he mishtamish with it? That means between Monday and Wednesday, which I was in my normal time period, but I decided to use it nevertheless, so that's it. Right when I use it, it blives a mechila. Then even if I'm within the window of going back, it's too late because I was meichel. It's two separate...
What was the window in terms of this waiting? What
was that the mechaba doesn't mention it. The achrayim mentioned it. It's Gobayt Vili and Rishayim who say it, Rif and others. All the mechaba says that afil lachakam hashanim, which the achrayim learn up, that it means that he found it lachakam hashanim from the time of the sale, but it doesn't mean that he found it and he could delay kam hashanim to return it.
You have to be mechaba for it, or it could be madiyah?
Sorry?
You have to return the item, or it could be madiyah?
Once you have madiyah, then it's a mechak toys. Who has to actually... Right, correct. Who actually, you might not have the responsibility to return it at all. He might have the responsibility to pick it up. We'll see later on. We're going to get to it. Miyatirim, it's a sif later on, which actually two sifim later on, which we'll discuss what halakha is on that. That's fine. It's not a mechila. It's not a shoshal medas. It's midas. It's only the mechuk that he allows me to use it. Sorry? By its very nature, means that it's a definite, not a zovek. Unimuk means that we know that everyone in the world will allow me to continue to using it. So it's not as, it's like, if I have an unimuk in the mukha, that you would allow everyone in this room to use your shulchan aruch. So everyone's allowed to use it. So then you don't have unimuk in the mukha. It's a paradox.
My car, and it's supposed to be it's not working. I call them and he tells me he'll fix it.
No, because the mechila, that for sure, the mechila knows about it, and he allows you to use it, and he says he plans on fixing it. That's right, and you have that right. So at that point, once he knows that you're not going to fix it, at that point, if you continue to use it as a mechila, but till then, you assume the mechila, what is he telling you to fix? It means keep the car, use it, because then die, but I'm going to fix the problem. So then, that's obviously, he gives you that right. Let me discuss another case which is common, and that is as following. Let's take a case. A mother buys a sheitel for her daughter. She goes to the sheitel maker, she pays for the sheitel, and the sheitel maker gives the sheitel to her daughter. Or a parents buy a house for her child. In-laws buy a house for her child. And now there's a mum which is found in the sheitel or in the house, and the child continues to use the house, or continues to use the sheitel. Does that constitute a mechila? Let's just take a break down the shaila. That is, when someone buys something for somebody else, who is the bialim on the mekach tois? Who has the right to claim mekach tois? And therefore, who uses it and whose mechila will waive that right to claim mekach tois? Is it the parent who paid for it, or is it the child who received the item? To bring into Lashayna to the Gemara, it's midin arev, that is, that if I buy something, let's say for a child, and I pay the meicha, so basically I'm paying the meicha, but I know that he gives the item to my child, I'm willing to pay him. It's midin arvis that I owe the meicha the money, not my child, and the meicha gave the item to my child. Who has the right to claim mekach tois? Well, that is the shaila. Who, in essence, is okay? Because it's the parent, and it's his right or her, whether the mother's right, to claim mekach tois, and if the child keeps on using it, is not a problem mitzad mechila, maybe shoshalim midas, but it will never constitute a mechila. Or is it the child's right? Because the child was the recipient of this sale. She was the one who actually got the usage of the item. Sorry? Correct, but what is the matana? Maybe the child is becoming the lokeach. The matana was that the mother is willing to make the child the lokeach.
Can you give a matana the privilege of a lokeach?
I'm paying, and well, that's really the child. This is the child. How, when it's structured like that, how does it? The child went to the seller, the child made the ma'isikinyan, the mother never made a ma'isikinyan, the mother never even saw the sheitel maker, just sent in the check. It's the child who did everything, but the mother paid for it. Who has that right? No, kes is not koina. So the maizah kinyan is hagba, meshicha, chotze, yad. It's the child made the maizah kinyan. The mother never made the maizah kinyan. And basically is, we don't have to be so drastic to say that the person was mishtamish amaycha. Let's say stamazite. The child, for some reason, since it was a freebie anyway, the child better having a house, which is not great, than having no house, doesn't mind having the house. And the parents are fuming, I would never pay for such a house, I want mekak toys. Or freket. The child is upset because the child's wearing the item and it bothers the child. And the parents, nishkevelach, you know, don't make an issue out of it. In those cases, it means who is the Bailam to send Mekak Tois and who's not. I don't have any Mefurish Raya. I peddled the Shaila around to the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita told me that he believes that in a normal situation, both have the right to dine Mekak Tois. When I asked Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg the Shaila, he brought a very nice Raya from Hilchus Ribbis. I don't want to get into the Raya, but basically, it's Mavur over there. At least in Midin Orev, that if a parent pays for something, then it's as if the parent received the item. It's as if the parent is the lokeach, and the child, like you had mentioned, the child is only a recipient of a matona from the parent. And therefore, it's only the parent's right to claim mekatois, not the child's. And therefore, if the child still uses it, it will not constitute a mechila, because they were never the bailum to claim mekatois anyway. It's only the parent. And or if the parent was makbid, then it's a makatois, and the child's not makbid. And inversely, if the child is yeah makbid and the parent's not makbid, it would not be a makatois. He has a raya midin orev. It still won't help you in the case of, let's say, a house, because a house, there is a slight spin on it, because there, like you had mentioned, kesef, there, by a house, kesef is koina. And there, the mechanics, not getting into it, the mechanics work slightly different. It's the parent who's buying it on behalf of the child, which is not midin orev, which is midin evid kanani, a new concept. We don't have a right midin evid kanani, how that works. Who is it considered? And the child is just a recipient of a matana. Correct. That's it. Therefore, if the child...
The other parent who decides later that they really didn't want to...
Correct. Correct.
Don't you have a post-game in the case of Karka that the parent is making them a nice opinion? So they're for sure the parent should be the...
You can argue the other way. You can argue that that by Evid Kanani, the lumness is that I give him over the right to the kinyan. I'm being makna my schus to him. There, in that case, it's midinor, the sfora works, it's the hanor that I get, but you giving it to my child is as if I receive the item, and therefore I'm responsible to pay you for it. So the lumness is behind hanor. It's like I got the hanor. By Evid Kanani, the lumness isn't I got the hanor. The lumness is dumb. I want to create a structure, a sale for somebody else. So who now, since I structured it for somebody else, who now is a lokeach? Is it that person or is it myself? He said that either one could claim mekatoi. So therefore, in order to block a mekatoi, I guess you would need a collective mechila from both of them. I would assume that, yeah. I didn't ask him the mechila, I just asked who has the right to mekatoi, and he told me either one. Both are not right, he was just saying that from his forum.
The child is not happy, and the other parents are not happy. Isn't the parents clear right then to decide, you know, if they let their mother know that?
Sure, once a parent knows about it, then they have a certain time limit, right? Whatever is considered customary to go back. No. Even though they don't have the mechila from Mishtamshes, we have the stam mechila that you can't delay in returning. Any other questions?
Wouldn't that mechila Mishtamshes that they let the kids continue to
use it? That might be. And a chanami, if they know about it and they tell the kids and they allow the kids, or they know the kids are using it and they don't complain, that might be considered a mechila. Correct. Okay, let's try to chaper on one more sif. Sif dalet. Ein mechashvin pchas hamum. Afilu mochel oi kli shav asara dinorim. V'nimtza boi mum hamavchisay midom av isa. You cannot renegotiate a price. Someone mentioned earlier, if I buy something and I find it to be defective, I can't say I really want the item, just a little dent to it. So I'll go back to the mic and say, since it has a dent, it's worth less, I'll keep the item, just give me back $10 on the microwave or whatever it is. That's not an option. You can't renegotiate the price. But what you could, it's take it or leave it. Either you are makbid on the mum, and therefore you don't want the mechir, and you have to give back the item, or you don't mind the mum, and you keep the item for the full price, for the sale price. You can't force the mecha to renegotiate, and inversely true as well. The Mecha can't force you to keep the item and say, I'll give you a discount. No, that's not the case. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mecha can't force the Lokeach and say, look, I'll give you $10 off, keep the item. I want a good item, a full item. I'm not interested in having a defective item, even if you give me a discount. Even if, let's say, the going rate for a defective item is that discounted price, so what? I wasn't interested in a defective item. I wanted a good item. V'chein, inversely, if the Lokeach wants to keep the item but just bargain from the Mecha and say, you know, give me it for the real price, the real value that's supposed to be, either keep it the way it is, or give me back the item and I'll give you back your money. Now the Mechaber talks about that it's just normal that the mum causes a depreciation in the item, $10 and issa, whatever it is. But you can have a case where even with the mum, the value doesn't go down whatsoever. Let's say initially he sold it to you at a little discount, whatever it was. So even with the mum taken in, it's still the right price. Still, mum is not because you were ripped off in price. Mum is because you asked for one item and you got a defective item, and there you will have a claim of a mekach tois. Let me just drive home the point with a case which happened in Lakewood a number of years ago. A person bought a townhouse, and there was an unusual level of noise which was able to be heard from one house to the next house. Let's say it wasn't even accepted. It was beyond the norm, beyond, let's say, house rules, beyond whatever it is, the minig hamakom. They were able to hear from one house to the next. The person who actually, the tenant told me, the actual little keg told me, that he was able to hear even Dvarim Shebetzina from the next door's bedroom and vice versa. To the point that something had to be done. It wasn't acceptable. But now they moved into the house. They waited 12 months to get into this house. They already picked out the tiles and the paint and the wallpaper and the carpet, and they've been looking that this is their dream house. They're at the point that even if they should need to fix it, they're not going to pick themselves up, move out, and wait to start this process over again and the headache to build another house. Usually a person only builds a house once. After that, he's cured. And they're not going to do it again. So at this point, what should he do? So he went back to the Mecha and he told the Mecha, actually they had a dinner, and he told the Mecha, I'm keeping the house, but because it has this defect, and of course such a certain amount to fix the mum, I would like to keep the house and just give me a rebate, give me back some money. Which really goes, I'm running into really the next halacha about a mum oiva, but let's say we'll take it to the point that the mum was not fixable. What happened was that the Mecha was aware of this halacha, so the Mecha told him, look, I have no problem taking back the house. The real estate went up in the past year with the time I contracted the house for you. I have no problem taking back the house, but I'm not giving you any discount. Either you take the house as it is with this excessive noise level from one house to the other, or that's it, or you give it back. I'm not giving you a discount. And the halacha is like the Mecha, even though it's unfortunate the Lokech was really in a pickle, he had no other choice. But that's the halacha, and the mekach is kayim. You can't claim, I want to keep it, but there's no such thing. I would like to mention another halacha, which is similar to halacha we mentioned in Sif Aleph, is let's say you purchased 10 items and one was found to be defective. So there too, the halacha is similar to what we had by Midah Mishka Minyan. There too, the halacha is that either you take the whole 10 or you give back the whole 10. If you want to return one because of defective, then Shiras Adin is, then you're not allowed to use any of the items, even the other 9, because it's a one package deal. Either you return everything or not, and if you use any of it, it constitutes a mechila, like we saw in Sif Aleph. No, if you itemize, like we mentioned there was an Avnenezah over here, it's a Beis Shlomo, the Vechayim, others as well, which I'm not sure that there's an itemized bill and it blives like 10 separate mechirs. But let's say if it was one parcel of goods, or one shipment, 100 boxes, and it was one fixed price, and some are found defective, then you can't use any of it, or forget, use it. If you want to return it, you got to return the whole shipment, or keep the whole shipment as is. You can't say, well, I'll keep 90 and the other 10 I want back because there's a mum. Any questions?
In the case of a house, isn't there a wide warranty of some sort that if it's not made to code, as I mentioned, it's made to code, that the builder has to fix that?
If there's such a warranty and a chanami.
Isn't it implied that it's
another? It could be. Sometimes the warranty has a time limit to it.
But they don't do this right away. I mean, you said they don't do it right away.
I'll give you money.
No, if it's an implied warranty, then it's going to be a court of code.
Depending what the warranty says.
Fix it.
Right. The Chuvis Min Chesiedzik about such a case. Enochanami, if you'll have such a case where the warranty, where the sale was, it means basically what you structured the sale is that the meich is wearing two caps. He's a seller, as well as he gave you an insurance policy on the house that he's going to be your poil to fix all problems, let's say, and he's mechuyev, he was meshavid himself to fix the problem.
It wasn't made to code, right?
Then either leave the house, take it or leave it. It's a mum.
But he's saying, can I force you the
you can't force, we're going to get to Sifhei to just...
Can I force the mum to fix the problem?
No, Pashas not. But we're going to see more in Sifhei, but the answer to Pashas is not. Unless the warranty said that, unless it says in the warranty that besides you buying the house, but any defect you find within the year, he will fix it, and he's mishabed himself to fix it. So then, come to us, when you gave him $200,000 for the house, really what you were doing is giving him $190,000 for the house and another $10,000 for this, for the warranty that he's there for you to always fix it. It's not automatically implied, depending on how the deal was structured. You have to read the contract. I suggest, I've read many of them. Some say, some don't. It depends on the contract. Any other questions?
If I'm a tarpon, if the moich is the masculine to renegotiate the price after the mum, you need a nukinyan?
If they're both willing to negotiate the price, no, then you wouldn't need a nukinyan, because basically you're not claiming mekatois. The moich is buying you off not to claim mekatois, saying take $10 and let, you know, we'll be even on that and don't claim mekatois. So that will be fine.
That's an interesting shiloh. Now let's say he keeps it and he goes home and he plugs in the microwave and the light doesn't work. Could he go back and claim mekatois?
What was the case?
Once he discounted it.
Well, wait, not for the light, was some other problem with the microwave?
Right, there was a scratch on it.
Right.
So he went and discounted it for the guy. Now he went home. So it's a mechila. What you're saying is he's meichel mekatois. Could he reclaim another mekatois?
Probably he could, because he's only meichel this dent. He wasn't meichel the light. But if, let's say, microwaves which have a dent in it, and which only cost $90 instead of $100, generally speaking, the light doesn't work, then in such a microwave you can't claim mekatois, because you're now created, let's say, a new type of a sale, perhaps. But in a normal case, in a chame, I was only making this problem. I'm going to guess for another $10, you know, until I get it for free. Any other questions? And a chame, if you continue living, it will be a mechila, but they notify the mecha right away. Also, you have another thing, my house might not buy Shlosh Shalom Medas, because it's hard, it's karka, might not be a gazan, the other etherim.
Zin is some also they should mind, it's a plim shus of din, is there any special lien in, even though Allah is departing like the mecha, who's moshav of the house, they should give in, other than business?
In such a case, Bezin probably will make some sort of a pshara on it, since the lokeach is in a and he's standing on a bad position, right? He's in a pickle. So Bezin would probably, I mean, I'm not saying for sure, every case is different, make a pshara, because even though it's a mekabel, if they were mekabel pshara, depending what they're mekabel, if they came to a din to be mekabel pshara, Bezin will feel that it's not right to go shuris a din and throw him out, or give him this choice, either take such a defect or throw him out. They would be mefash and say, look, if the defect to fix costs $3,000, so you pay $1,000 and the resident and the lokeach will pay two. You know, to chip in the course of fixing or something like that.
But you might have to pay like half of the tiles, the wallpaper, all that that you put in. Let's say he said mecha toys and he gives it back. In your case, in the case of the house.
So that goes into a shayla about yerid. If it's considered b'shus, shaloi b'shus, probably will be b'shus, but the question is if it's oimid for that, if it's the investment that he put in was normal and not normal, it might not be worth anything now because he already used, I mean, not worth anything, but it might not be worth as much as if it had been a brand new kitchen because it's already used. But in a chanami, you would have to shots up. But that's Hilchus Yeri, which Shanayin Hei, which we're not getting into now, but in a chanami. Any other questions?
But in the case of the house, let's say, if you find the defect, let's say that the one that you said with the wall, with the problem with the noise, does he have to get out of the house immediately?
No, if he notifies the meicha, then...
He
has to notify the meicha immediately.
Then he goes through the normal channels.
Yeah, I'll take him to a dentist. That's true. If he claims a mekatois and he's zeker the mekalim afrei, he might have to pay rent, which is our lacha later on, which we're going to see in Yetzer Shem. Any other questions?
Was this building had the option to claim that it was a mekatois instead of the mekatois out of his closing cost for the person who bought the house? Is the mocher still obligated to pay for those closing costs?
To reimburse him for that loss? We're going to get to it. It's a halacha later on in Hilchus Garmi, which is gathered here by Mekaktayis. We'll get to it, and we'll see all the possibilities. All right. Shkoyach, good talk.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.